And hour number two of the Blitz starts now. Hope everyone is home, having a nice productive day of work so far. Just kidding. I don't hope you are. I hope you're continuing listening to hour number two of this show. Thank you for being here. We're broadcasting live on the radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM, broadcasting live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. The podcast is uploaded moments after the show goes off the air every single day. And, of course, you can check out fanrunradio.com, the Fanrun Radio app, or our Periscope. You can stay up to date with the show, with the host, with the station, anything you want to, just by following those simple tasks. Remember? Also, Brandon and I did some, we did some big grocery stocking up. Man, we were in the grocery store. We were in the alcohol aisle, and we looked in front of us, and we saw, I think it's the new.
It's the brand spanking new.
Tropical what?
Blend.
Tropical blend 12-pack of Trulies. And my God, it is the way to go. The Tropical Blend 12-pack of Trulies. Go get yourself some right now.
You got the pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
You got the mango.
The mango.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
Oh, good googly moogly.
And then there's what did you just say?
Hit a good googly moogly every single day from this point on, okay?
I'm sorry, I had to interject. Did you just say good googly moogly?
I think Charlie should be required one good googly moogly every single day for the rest of his existence.
We'll allow it.
All right, good. Brandon, you already gave us about the pineapple. You already gave us about the mango. The mango!
So there's... Hold on, which one did we get?
We got the tropical.
Tropical. Sorry, I looked up the citrus.
That's okay. We were trying to decide between the citrus as well. In fact, if we were smart, we would have just done both.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
You'll need them eventually.
I know, that's the thing, right? We knew we had to stock up 2 days ago. Was the day that the COVID shutdown began. So today, 48 hours later is the day we truly get lit.
You ready for this, Chuck? I'm about to lay it on you.
Whoa.
Mango.
Something sounded weird about that.
Mango, pineapple, watermelon, and kiwi.
Ow!
And passion fruit.
Oh, my.
Those are the four we got.
I am excited back here.
My God. It's too good to be true, but in fact, it is true.
Very true.
Get yourself some. So, yeah, pick up some Miller Lite with it. I don't know, some volunteer vodka. You got your Miller Lite shirt on today.
Yeah, just pour all three of them in one glass.
That sounds terrible.
Now, that's an interesting decision. But, hey, now that that's out of the way, we can go ahead and get into one of our favorite segments of the Blitz here. Lately, we are moving in to the second round of the greatest Vol of them all, Blitz Edition Bracket Challenge.
All right, now
that's a mouthful.
Now you're going to have to tell me what the matchups are. I'm not sure what they are because I've not been filling them in.
That's okay. I got it for you. I got the whole thing laid out for you. Brandon, we're moving into the second round, so some of these are going to be a little bit tougher. I don't know how many we're going to get through today, but we're going to see if we can get through the Midwest and the West of the second round. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Been ready.
Yes.
Then without further ado, let's get right into it. Chance, good to have you back for the voting today. There was some controversy yesterday with
that.
I
needed you yesterday, Chance, for Tony White.
Versus?
Casey Clausen.
I would have picked Tony White.
Thank you. God. The third leading scorer of all time.
I needed you for somebody, Chance.
Brandon needed you for Ron Slay, who lost to Bobby Majors.
Oh, I'm picking Ron Slay all day.
Yeah, see, that was total disrespect to Ron Slay.
That's a lot of Ron Slay is a friend of the network. We love Ron Slay.
I love Ron Slay, too, but defensive back of the all time.
Yeah. Hey, we're in the picks today. Second round, gentlemen, let's begin. The number one seed, Peyton Manning. The number eight seed, Bridget Gordon. I'll start this off. Peyton Manning is a god to me. I am a sheep. I will always be a sheep.
Well,
I'm taking Peyton to the next round.
It's a bit excessive.
If you know me, you know it's true.
He's just a guy.
Yeah, but he's more than just a guy. I'm one of those, Brandon. I'll say it. I know they're the most annoying. I'm one of the people who Peyton Manning will never be able to do anything wrong for his entire life. I will always love him. I'm sending him on.
What if he blew up Neyland Stadium?
That is a hypothetical I will not even remotely entertain.
Boo. What if he did, though?
Boo.
It's hypothetical. I won't entertain, Brandon. It won't happen.
I'm picking Peyton Manning, too.
Okay. Chance?
Peyton Manning.
Chuck?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
All right. That one was easy. Peyton advances. Let's keep it moving a little bit. The number 5 seed, Grant Williams. The number 4 seed, Monica Abbott.
Ooh.
I'll start off.
Okay.
This is a tough one. Like, Monica Abbott is the greatest softball player of all time. She has so many gold medals, what she did here in her time at Tennessee. Then you got Grant Williams. Now, if we're really being honest about it, it's a little bit of recency bias. Who's the better champion? I like baseball. I like softball. I like basketball. It's tough for me, and Grant's one of my favorite players, but just no bias in looking at the stats and the resume. I have to go Monica Abbott.
One vote for Monica. Charlie, where are you going?
Yeah, I mean, like Chance is saying, you got to remove the bias from it. I love Grant Williams. Obviously, I prefer basketball to softball. But if you really want to be fair in this thing, and you got to look at who was really the better player in their respected sport and had the better career, I think it's kind of a no-brainer with Monica Abbott.
I think so, too. I agree with everything that they said.
All right, I'm going to throw Grant Williams a vote because I do think he did a lot for this program and getting it back to current relevancy. And hopefully this last season, hopefully it wasn't too much of a hindrance. So I'm going to vote Grant Williams just to kind of give him a vote here. But, hey, you guys are not wrong on anything you said about Monica Abbott. And she, we've given a lot of points to people who are on national teams. She was, she's on the national team, so she's very good. Monica Abbott advances. She'll take on Peyton in the next round. Interesting. Gentlemen, this may be the hardest matchup of the day coming up right now. The number 6 seed, Al Wilson. The number 3 seed, Candace Parker.
Oh!
Two legends in Tennessee lore.
I'll make my pick right now. I don't have to think that hard about it. It's tough, but I think I've made my decision. I knew this one was coming. I will ride with my queen, Candace. Nobody?
No, I'm with you. I'm also going to pick Candace.
I agree with Brandon. I got to ride with the queen. What she did here, 3 titles, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
I think 2. I think 07 and 08.
Okay, I thought it was 3 out of the 4 years. Anyways, I'm still going with the queen. She's one of my favorite personalities on NBA on TNT now. Queen Candace, all day and twice on Sunday.
Well, Candace Parker does advance because of the 3 votes right there. And, hey, how can I disagree with anyone with anything anybody has said so far? Al Wilson, though, he was a part of that 1998 squad. He was the leader of that squad. He did so much for this team. So I'm going to give Al Wilson my vote.
You're going to give him a sympathy vote?
Only because...
You're giving Al Wilson a sympathy vote.
No, it's not a sympathy vote. It's a vote out of respect. What I believe is that Al Wilson should not be swept in any round. So therefore, I will give him my vote out of respect. Don't even try to make it pity.
It's Queen Candace.
I know it is. And Queen Candace, she is our queen. But I respect the hell out of Al Wilson, too, and Al Wilson deserves my respect. So I'm going to vote Al. 3-1, Candace Parker advances. I don't think anyone's disappointed about that whatsoever. Final matchup of the second round of the Midwest region, the number 7 seed, Holly Warlick. The number 2 seed, Dale Ellis. Gentlemen, give me Dale.
I'm still upset about that, Brandon.
Well,
I see you looking over here.
Charles, I'll give you an opportunity right now to eat 2 chips with 2 dabs.
I don't know. Can we go back in hindsight? Can we go back in
hindsight? I don't think we can.
Do it, Chuck.
All right.
Because I think Gene McEver should go over Dale, too.
You think so?
He would have won the Heisman if they had a Heisman back when he played. He's one of the greatest Vols of all time. Guess who didn't win a Heisman? The 1 seed Peyton Manning. Guess who would have? Gene McEver.
That's a very sore subject.
Yeah,
you don't bring it up like that. That's just a common
rule.
Yeah,
I know.
It's a common rule.
That's bad.
What are you doing?
But I'm just saying, I'm a big Gene McEver guy.
Do you even know who Gene McEver was before we started this?
No, and now I'm blessed to have known.
Do you want... I mean, I'll give you two chips with two dabs of hot sauce. I'll allow it. Chance that he'd allow it, Rick?
All right. I'll allow it. Chance, hit my ding.
Do you want it? Do you want Gene McEver through over Holly Warlick right now?
Well,
final decision.
Because y'all were just going to vote Dale, and then it won't mean anything.
Do you want it?
Do you want it?
I don't want it.
All right.
He wanted Jan, and I respect that, but that's okay.
I just want to let you know that I'm upset because Gene McEver got completely disrespected on this show by the fans voting on Twitter, by all the other shows, and by whoever seeded this bracket.
Gentlemen, I'm going to pick Dale Ellis over Holly Warlick, over Gene McEver, over... Yeah, I'm just going to pick. It doesn't even matter who's going but against Dale Ellis. I'm going with Dale.
I would have taken Gene McEver over Dale Ellis, but I'll go Dale Ellis.
Oh, wow. That hurts to know. Oh, that hurts to know.
Yeah, I might have taken Gene over Dale as well, but since Dale's here, I mean, I love the bearded girl, Holly, but you got to go Dale Ellis.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Y'all doing that just to mess with me?
I think you could have gained their respect by doing it. They might have given you their votes out of pure respect if you had done it. I wouldn't have, but it sounds like they might have, and that's all you needed. You just needed the two.
Son of a gun.
It's too late now, Chuck. You didn't have the faith.
I mean, I did save myself from eating another chip. I mean, I guess so.
That
what
is true.
What is the second chip at this point, right?
Right.
No, I think.
Like, would it have really been much worse?
That's the mentality to have, Charles. That's the mentality to have.
It's also
because I'm already
going
to be throwing up. I'm not going to be able to eat the rest of the day. Like, it doesn't matter if it's one or two.
It'll go away on your way home. Don't worry. It'll go away on your way home. Eventually.
This is a bad time to have a milk shortage.
Gentlemen, the Midwest region is
done. Oh, I voted
done.
For Dale, by the way.
That quick.
All right, so sweep for Dale Ellis.
Sweep for Dale. What do you say? You want to catch a quick break here?
I say we
come
break
back on the other side?
And come back and do the West.
Finish up with the West. Hey, that sounds good. 865-546-8200. Remember, that's your number to call in if you still want to call in. We still got about, I don't know, 45 minutes or so left in the show. Hey, don't go anywhere. Don't change that radio dial. Don't exit out of the Periscope. You're listening to The Blitz on Fan Run Radio.
Now we're good to go.
You want to just restart everything we said?
Sorry. So we voted Allen Houston over Tamika Catchings in
That's
the
true.
Second round.
And then we voted Shamik.
Shamik.
Oh, I'm glad nobody heard how often you said that.
We voted Shamik. I think that was a clean sweep for Shamik over Travis Henry.
Yes, it was. All right, so two more matchups today. The first one, number six seed, Condridge Holloway versus the number three seed, Big Dougie Atkins.
I'm going to go with Condridge.
I'm going to go with that, too.
So now you're coming after...
Yeah, now we're coming after you, Condridge.
I thought we were only doing this to Rick.
It's an equal playing field here, Chuck.
You don't know how the show works.
He who swings the sword must pass the sentence.
Equal opportunity to be made fun of for everyone. So you don't even have to think about it? Like, you're just going Condridge Holloway, just you don't even have to think?
Well, I was agreeing with Chance. Chance, I think you might have gotten cut off. We didn't go ahead and the explanation for Condridge.
Well, I'll go with Condridge. I mean, just because breaking the color barrier as first black quarterback. What he did, he was very talented. I'm not going to lie, I don't know that much about Atkins as far as, I mean, Condridge and what he still does for the university. We talked about, you know, how he is one of their, I think, what is it, that, like, Vol for Life program, whatever thing that they were doing. Like, he's one of, like, the top coordinators in that. Like, so he mentors student-athletes still to this day, has a big part and a big love for the university. What he's done even after he got done playing, I think, speaks volumes.
For many of the same reasons, I'm going to vote Condridge Holloway.
Well, let me tell you about old Dougie Atkins.
About old Dougie.
Doug enrolled at the University of Tennessee to play basketball for Tennessee, but once General Nealon saw his size and agility, he was recruited to the football team. He played on the 1951 Tennessee football team, that just so happened to win the national championship. He earned All-America honors in 1952. He's one of the few players in Tennessee history to have his number retired, and he's considered one of the, if not the, most dominant defensive player in SEC history. He was the only unanimous selection to the All-SEC quarter century team and was selected as the overall SEC player of the quarter century for the years 1950 to 1975. At Tennessee, Atkins also lettered in three seasons in track and field and one in basketball. Oh, and he also went on to win two NFL championships, eight-time Pro Bowler, four first-team All-Pro, six-time second-team All-Pro, and was a member of the NFL 100th anniversary team. Put a little respect for Doug Atkins. I love Condridge. I hope I
gave no shade or disrespect to Doug Atkins in my vote. I just knew where I was going with it. He is an incredible player who's done just tremendous things for this university. I don't blame you for picking Doug. So we got two for Condridge right now, one for Doug. Charlie?
I am really struggling with this one, Rick, because Condridge Holloway is my like second favorite Tennessee player of all time behind T. Martin. I mean, he's the man, the Artful Dodger, incredible, incredible football player. But, I mean, Doug Atkins, man, unanimous selection, like regarded as one of the best defenders to ever play in the SEC, to ever play in general with Tennessee. Not to mention he played basketball and, you know, participated in track and field too. I think as much as it pains me to do it, I'm going to have to, you know, go Doug Atkins.
I think you've – with Holloway, it depends on how you're looking at this. I think if you're weighing college career, I think they're very close. But when it comes to pro career, I think Doug Atkins has him beat far and away. And that's – I mean, it's not really Condridge's fault. It's just kind of the state of how things were in the NFL at that time. But – I'm going Doug Atkins. He's on the all-time team. NFL 100th anniversary all-time team.
Seems we're at a standstill. That is true. I do remember that that list coming out a little while ago. Doug Atkins is on that list. I don't know. This is tough. This is tough for me. Condridge is so vital, and his importance to this university will never be forgotten. But at the same time, you're right. Doug probably accomplished more over his career as a player.
I feel like me and you are the ones that could sway right now, Rick. I feel like Brandon and Chance are pretty locked in.
What are you thinking?
Well, Chuck, he is your second favorite player.
Oh, you make a good point, Chance.
This is true.
I'm going to push all the way through here.
But if you – hold on.
I got to remove bias. I'm not locking it in. I got to listen to Brandon.
Hold on. If you were going to push Gene McKever through, who the hell knows who Gene McKever
that
is?
That was a joke. We're talking about real matchups.
That was not a joke. I very seriously matchups. Would have put Gene McKever maybe into the Final Four.
He's a first-round draft pick. He won championships for
Brandon
multiple
was
teams.
Lying to you. He wasn't going to vote through Gene McKever.
Yeah, I know.
If you would have ate
over
the chip,
Dale?
I would have.
No, he wouldn't have.
I would have voted him over Dale.
I respect
rightfully
that.
So.
But Brandon, he lied to you.
Well, somebody has to change.
I'm sticking with Doug.
Somebody has to change. It's like the Pope. We need white smoke.
We'll move on, and then we'll get this last one done, and then we'll come back. And Chuck and I will play one game of rock, paper, scissors to see who goes through.
All right.
So the number 10 seed final matchup of the West, the number 10 seed Bobby Dodd, the number 2 seed Chris Lofton. Can we go ahead and get the brooms out?
Yeah, Chris Lofton.
Lofton.
Give me Chris Lofton, because who the hell is Bobby Dodd?
Hey, he has a stadium, man.
Bobby Dodd! I literally asked Brandon that yesterday again after
the
show.
I mean, besides Georgia Tech Stadium, like I can't tell you anything about Bobby Dodd.
I think he played quarterback.
Besides the fact that Bobby Dodd is just a cool, fun name to say.
Bob Dodd.
Oh, Bob Dodd's even better. Too bad for Bob Dodd. He had to go up against Chris Lofton. Chris Lofton advances. The West is 99% done. The Midwest is done. We're going to have this rock, paper, scissors match right after this. We'll see what happens coming up next here on the Blitz. It's where I drank my first beer.
me past the city limit sign where there's a honky-tonk near the counter line.
Well. Look what we have here.
Chuck's gone mad. There's way too much Brooks and Dunn being played in and out.
That is not the route that I thought you were going to go with, but let's explore that one real quick.
And not only that, Chuck went paper on Rock Paper. You're paper? No, nobody goes paper.
Nobody goes paper on the first one.
But paper wins.
Did it win this time?
No. Okay? It didn't.
Chuck and I completed our one rock, paper, scissors game, and I won handily. I threw down the old scissors. He threw down the old paper. Bada bing, bada boom. Glub, glub in the tub. Condridge Holloway advances in the West region. You're damn right. You're damn right. Chance, it was easy. It was easy. It was light work. It was just another day.
Chuck going paper and Chuck going three Brooks and Dunn songs
in a row.
Might be the most likely thing to happen during the pandemic. We didn't have a lot of faith in you.
Hey, guess what? There's still one more Brooks and Dunn bumper that I haven't used yet.
By God, if you go four Brooks and Dunn.
If you go four Brooks and Dunn, I'm going extra on the hot sauce.
Brandon's taking your producer privileges away if you go four Brooks and Dunns in a row. You will have to play whatever Rick and Brandon want you to play.
This could be true. As easily as you are given your privileges, they can be taken away. That's what my mother and father always told me growing up. As easily as they were given to you, they can be taken away. Just know it. Just keep it in the back of your head.
I'm going to do it.
So let's figure out the ending of the show here. We got about 20 minutes or so left. We still have one more break in the middle of it, and we still have the hot sauce at the very end. Is this correct?
I think we should make him do it now.
Someone else will have to produce the rest of the show.
Well, you think I can't produce?
Well, no.
What do you think I am?
Then who's going to replace you? In the Periscope.
Replace the Periscope?
Yeah, replace you in your seat on the Periscope.
You.
I'm going to be in the front yard of this studio throwing up violently.
Ah, it's not that bad, Chuck.
You don't understand. I have the most sensitive, or the highest sensitivity to spicy stuff you will ever encounter.
Fine, we'll do it. Start of the final segment.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to approach things. So we'll make sure we build in plenty of time for you, Chuck. We'll make sure we build
plus,
in.
I got to go get my Nesquik.
Oh yeah, his Nesquik. This guy, I had to tell him to put his. Hey Chance, I had to tell him to put his Nesquik in the refrigerator. He was just gonna leave it out for 2 hours.
Are you a savage? What's wrong? What's wrong with you? Are you a Neanderthal? Like.
Well, I mean, I would just. I don't. I've never drank Nesquik. I didn't know it needed to be cold.
It's dairy.
I didn't know it was like. Full-on dairy. I thought it was just a mix of stuff because it was Nesquik.
What are we going to do it for you?
All right, Chuck. Can you do me a favor?
Maybe.
Can you go look in the computer and find me my Florida Man music and don't cut it short this time?
So cut it super short.
Music bed.
All right, Chuck is...
You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
All right. Time for our Florida Man segment. Let's head down to Stuart, Florida.
Stuart.
This one, I'm going to go ahead and give you a little bit of warning. If you got a weak stomach, this one may not be for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A judge in Florida has granted a motion to have another mental health expert evaluate a Florida college student accused of fatally attacking a couple outside their home and chewing off part of the man's face.
Bath salts?
I don't know. Let's see what the story says.
He ate their face?
Ate the man's face.
Oh, I don't like that.
Earlier in March, a health expert for the state agreed with the defense expert's assessment that Austin Haruf was insane on August 15th, 2016. This goes way back. when he attacked John Stevens and Michelle Miskin. In his recent ruling, Circuit Court Judge Sherwood Bauer said this is the only time he'll grant permission for the prosecutors to have a second expert appointed to evaluate Huruff. Huruff was a 19-year-old Florida State University student when the attack happened. He is charged with two counts of first-degree murder with the attempted murder of a neighbor who came to aid the couple during the attack. Defense expert Philip Resnick wrote in 2019 that Huruff, now 23, believed he was half man, half dog.
What?
When he attacked the couple.
No.
Well, that's fair.
I don't think it is.
You can't just say you're half dog and then use that as a justification for terrible crimes.
The state's expert Gregory Landrum evaluated Huruff for 5 hours in October and concluded that he was insane at the time.
I always love when we talk stories like this. First thing I do is try to find the story while Brandon's talking about it. You guys should do the same. Try to find a picture of this. I'm tired of Brads and Cows coming up with these just half man, half dog. Really? That was his defense? He was half man, half dog after he beat and stabbed this poor wife and husband. Are you kidding me?
Half dog. He's from your
half
plate.
Half dog, half man. He looks like a trust fund baby.
Get a control on your university chance. It happened at Florida State.
Yeah, it's not a good look. Definitely not a good look. What are people doing in Florida? Florida people are so crazy.
Like, I hate to say it, but I'm trying to picture this. I'm trying to get a visual
Why?
In my head. Because I'm sick like that, all right? Was he going... Seems like the best plan of attack is just rip the nose off.
Oh, my goodness. What are you doing?
Feel like going for the cheeks is tough.
What are you doing?
Maybe the ears.
Can we stop this
what
conversation?
What are you doing?
Yeah, this sounds a little morbid, Rick.
Look.
You're walking through the... How he did it?
Are you walking us through the death?
We don't need this.
I'm walking it through in my own head. You guys just happen to also
Rick's
be
going,
here.
Rick's going full deep dive.
I didn't ask to be here.
I know. You're required to sit here and listen to me figure out how this guy ate those other people's faces.
No.
You are required.
No, I'm not.
You think he started with the nose?
I'm not going to do this. If you keep on, I will walk out.
If you were to do this, would you likely
no.
start with the nose?
I don't,
you wouldn't. Well, then why wouldn't you?
Rick, I told you, if you keep doing this, I'm going to walk out.
Well, where would you start?
I wouldn't start.
It's such a simple question.
Brandon seems like an elbow guy.
Elbow? How are you going to eat their face off when you start at their elbow?
Hey, he missed that part. It's okay.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, maybe you might start with the elbow outside of the face. I missed the face. I got the face part. Just saying, maybe you're not a face eater.
That's the appetizer to the entree.
I'm not a cannibal. I don't think any of us here are cannibals. If you are, it's kind of weird.
Just kind of.
So, would you start with the ears? Then... I mean, it seems like the nose, right?
Where would you start, Rick?
The nose.
This is what coronavirus has led us to. It's drove you to this. To thinking about how you... Oh, my goodness.
I'm just...
Uh-oh. I'm Chance? Just... I might have broken the studio here. It's not a good vibe looking around.
Did they leave you, both of them?
No, they didn't leave, but I really feel like I'd... Like, I guess I stepped over some lines here. It's awkward. It's awkward.
Coronavirus, I feel like everything goes, man.
I decided everything to just...
goes. There's a pandemic going on. Like, we can talk about these things.
Yeah, we can talk about how you would eat someone's face, Brandon. It's okay. Let's talk about you start with the ears or the
butter,
nose.
Is that where you would start? You would start nose?
Nose. I would start nose. Look, if my goal was to be a cannibal...
Oh, my God.
Just completely hypothetical. If that was my goal...
This
then
is a hypothetical that I choose not to play
man.
With you. Yeah, I'm not playing.
You know what? I'll entertain you.
Just
are
like
you eating?
It. Just like the Peyton Manning
you're
blowing
right.
up Neyland Stadium.
Right.
Are you
going to
eat straight face? Or are you going to season it, marinate it a little bit, maybe? You know, a little
oh
butter.
Oh, goodness. What are you doing?
A little butter. A little butter. All right. You're right. We gotta settle down.
Send us the break, Chuck.
Settle down.
Get ready.
Go.
Go get your nest
it's
quick,
coming.
Chuck.
It's coming.
Four in a row.
Truckin', say can be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the time has finally come. You all know of the greatest Vol of them all, bracket. And if you've been listening to this show, you know that we've been doing the Blitz edition. We wanted to spice things up a little bit. So we decided to put in a wrinkle, a rule wrinkle, that you yourself could bypass any vote to get one individual through to the next round. We've all been given this opportunity. Chance, myself, and Brandon have not used ours yet. Charlie has found his time. He has found his time. You took Yan Gomes, correct?
I really hope he sees this.
Yeah, Chuck, come over here. Come over. Your mic's not on.
My mic's not on?
Yeah, you're good.
Now it's good.
Oh, there we go. We're rolling.
We gave him the handheld mic because, look, coming from experience, I had to get up and move for this. Like, I had to be on the hustle.
Yeah, I mean, I hope Yan Gomes sees this or hears this somehow and respects me for it.
It was Yan Gomes versus Hank Lauricello.
Yeah.
And you felt like Yan needed to advance.
Yeah, he didn't even deserve it, honestly, but I just love him because he's a World Series champion. Washington National.
That's fair.
He's my guy.
So in order to send your guy through, you must eat the sauce, Brandon.
Do you think we should get him on the Periscope? I think he should be on the Periscope.
Yeah, you can just bench Ron over here.
I need to be by this door.
He wants to be by the door.
Okay.
I might be throwing up.
I understand it.
I really want you
to... I have an idea.
I want you to have to break down something. You can sit in Rick's chair. You can sit in Rick's chair.
Sit in Rick's chair?
Yeah.
Or just turn the camera. Can you see me? Do I look pretty?
Yeah. All right. This is live radio. Don't try this at home, folks.
Oh.
Trained radio professionals.
So just... whenever I feel comfortable.
Yeah, and then I'm going to have you...
we're going to ask you some interview questions. Down the hatch, my friend.
I'm scared.
Whenever you're ready.
All right, here we go.
He has done it.
He is taking a bite of the chip.
The chip is being crunched.
We got the crunch. What's it like, Chuck?
Hot.
It's hot.
Oh, it's out of a gum.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Lord, it's hot.
How hot?
Oh, it's hot. Oh, my God.
Hey, Chuck, real quick, I want to know about Yan Gomes. What makes Yan Gomes so special?
He's got to go.
He can't.
He's got to go.
He's out of here. He's out of here.
Poor Chuck.
Chance, he's already out. He's out the building.
I was watching live. It's
he's
the
in
best.
The front lawn.
It's the best.
Poor Chuck. I hope Yan Gomes was worth it.
John is just sitting out here getting ready for his show, unfazed by everything. Chuck just walked right out. He couldn't. Was it a pretty good chip, Brandon? It's a pretty good chip, wasn't it?
What do you mean? Was it a good chip?
Like the amount of sauce on it.
I mean, it had a decent amount.
Where is he right now?
I think he went outside.
Both of you guys, Yan Gomes is never worth that.
between the three of us,
who is standing for Yan Gomes?
He's a big Nationals fan.
Charles is.
Between the three of us here, are we advancing Yan Gomes past the next round?
Who's he going up against?
Stands for. It just never amazes me.
It's Casey Clausen versus Yan Gomes. Yesterday, Chance, Charlie was very against Casey Clausen, so he's going to be really mortified if Yan Gomes then loses to Casey.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Well?
He's a good sport.
Well, I wish he'd come back in.
I know.
What if you kill Chuck?
We didn't kill Chuck. He's fine. I wish he'd come back in. I mean,
should we check on him?
No, I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't leave. Can you and Chance hold it down while I go check on him?
Sure.
Of course.
I think we can. I think we can.
I'll make it quick.
While Chuck is outside, just dying, Rick, I have to ask you, because I'm sure you've probably seen it. Have you watched Tiger King?
No. Okay, so we are planning on watching that tonight, I believe, or at least trying to get through as many. Do you know how many episodes it is?
I think there's because it's like one of those ones where I think they're not putting all the episodes out there. I only watched like the first two last night, but they're gold.
So it's pretty crazy, right, isn't it?
Oh, it's crazy. It's funny. Two words. I'm sure you've seen it go around the internet. Joe Exotic.
That's exactly what I've seen.
That's all I have to say. That guy makes everything. That was that's probably been the best series that I've found during the quarantine outside of things that like I wanted to watch already. People, a lot of people suggested it, and at first I was like, is this another one of those, like that Love is Blind show that everybody's watching now? Is like, this is just a trend? Tiger King is very good. It's very funny.
Apparently there's a season two on the way as well. Brandon is back in the studio. Brandon, can you give us any kind of update on our good friend Chuck?
He's okay, but he's taking it pretty rough.
Uh-oh. You got them stomach pains?
He's got the drool hanging down.
Oh, the tears? Have the tears come?
He's got the tears.
Have the hiccups come?
I don't know about the hiccups. I didn't ask him. I forgot about the hiccups. But
oh, man.
He'll be okay.
He's a trooper. We'll give him Jan Gomes.
Jan Gomes. Staring in the face of the end.
Brandon, Chance and I were just talking about the Tiger King.
Yes.
Brandon is really excited about the Tiger King, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
He should be. It's worth it. I watched the first two episodes. It is just gold. It's gold.
How long are the episodes?
I believe they're an hour. I believe they are an hour each episode, but they're worth it.
So here's my thing, though, is because I don't want to lose interest in this. I did look it up. I think it's 7 episodes long. So is this entertaining enough for 7 hours? Do you think it is, Chance?
Yes.
Really?
Hands down.
Oh my, because I'm thinking about it. I read the little preview, whatever, and I'm thinking to myself, like, man, how much story can you really tell from this? I mean, obviously there's certain huge things, but can you really get that full story? It seems like everyone says yes. Like it is that good from start to finish.
Yeah, so like you said, it's a documentary on this guy who was a zookeeper, but like just it goes into his psyche. I mean, the things that happened surrounding this whole ordeal. Like, dude, it's worth it. I thought it was just like, you know, a big trend that everybody was in, but I love it.
Chance, Charlie is back in the room.
You've got 50 seconds, Chuck.
I can't even move my help me. You are go away.
You're crying. Lots.
I know.
It's not good. Hey, it will go away.
Milk. It will go away soon.
You've handled it well. You've done really good.
Not at all. I handled it very poorly.
Go. You can fill your milk jug up with water.
Okay. I might. Go. I'll wait till the end.
Hey, one last thing. Tell us how much you love your guy, Jan. How much Jan deserves it.
Hey, World Series champion, baby.
Yeah.
Worth. Jan Gomes worth it?
No.
If you ever meet Jan Gomes in person, you got
to
tell
him. Yeah. I might have to find him.
We might have to tweet him. Our goal is to get Jan Gomes on the show in the next week. That's our ultimate goal. Hey, anything else? Any last minute experience thoughts? How about just never do it?
No, never. That should be illegal to make.
I wasn't snooping on your phone, but it kept popping up. Your mom wants to know if you're okay.
Yes, Mom, I'm okay.
Good. Well, maybe. We'll Hey, we got to get him some help. We got to get him some more milk, lots of it, 2% skim, almond. It don't matter. It don't matter. We're just going to get him some milk. Hey, Chuck, you're a trooper. You're our guy. Chance, thanks so much for setting up your thing to Skype in today to be here on the show, We had a great day. We'll see you back tomorrow, Friday, same time, same place. For Chance Collins, for Charlie, who's out the building, for Brandon and myself, you've been listening to The Blitz.